Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Chester Elton's back, ladies and gentlemen. I know you're excited. We all are. Settle down, folks. He's going to be here with us for a while. Chester is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder of The Culture Works. He and Adrian Gostick have written a number of books, almost all of which I'm pretty sure we've launched on the show or helped launch on the show. The new book is called All In, at least the new one that I have in front of me, and I love it the most because it's not only is it a great book, but it's a perfect title for when I think about small businesses, because we are all in, and that's what this book's all about. Chester Elton, welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back, Chester. When I was telling the audience you were coming, I was reminding them about something I always talk about when you are around or others, they would talk about engagement. I always like to talk about the multiple decades of surveys that I've seen, reports that aggregated survey after survey of exit interviews that showed that the number one reason perennially, time after time, almost like it's a natural law, the number one reason people leave employment is because they felt unappreciated or mistreated by their immediate boss. People don't leave companies, they leave people. And unfortunately, this happens when the person who's leaving is not somebody the company can afford to lose.
Well, you know, you're exactly right. You know, we say sometimes, well, you know, a little turnover is good. Yeah, it can be. You know, you bring in some new blood and so on. But when really good people leave, you know, that leaves a huge void. And I'll tell you a funny story. We were working with some mall designers up in Canada, and we were talking about appreciation in the workplace, much like, you know, you do in the age of the customer, about two of the greatest words you can hear are thank you, right?
Right.
And so he was talking about the fact that he didn't want to give too much appreciation at work because he didn't want certain employees to feel left out, you know.
Right.
And I said, so explain that to me. He says,
yeah.
Well, you know, he said Susan was always so great, and everybody knows she's great, and I felt like if I praised her too much, you know, Bob would feel neglected.
Right.
And I said, well, why are you not praising Bob very much? He goes, well, Bob's not very good. I said, so let me get this straight. You're not praising Susan so that Bob, the underperformer, won't feel left out. He goes, yeah. I said, how'd that work out for you? He said, well, Susan left, and I'm stuck with Bob.
Boy, you could see that coming a mile away, couldn't you?
Absolutely. So, you know, don't be a lunatic. And that's the other thing that you know about.
Don't be a lunatic. I love that. Folks,
yeah,
that's going to be on the test. Don't be a lunatic. Go ahead.
Exactly. Well, but here's the thing is, you take a look and you say, look, am I willing to risk my top performers to support mediocrity? And
right.
The obvious answer is no, right?
There are so many there's so many forces in our world today that are pushing us toward mediocrity. Folks, you can't, small business owners, Chester, small business owners can't afford mediocrity. We have to seek excellence at every turn.
Well, you're right, and because you don't have that kind of redundancy that you might have in a big company,
right.
You know, you just can't carry dead weight. You know, having a really interesting discussion on LinkedIn about how do you deal with these bad bosses, you know,
mm-hmm.
Bullies and so on. Now, with small businesses, you know, bosses and people that influence your life, you know, if you're the boss, obviously be careful, but they're your suppliers, they're your clients, they're your customers. You know, how do you deal with these bullies out there and these backstabbers? How do you survive them? And it's been a really interesting discussion about how people, you know, we have to kind of protect ourselves. We need to grow our businesses. We need to keep our jobs. But what are some strategies that work that allow you to continue to work in less than ideal conditions? And I know in your experience you've had bosses of every kind of ilk.
Yep.
Well, what are some of the things that you did to survive an incompetent or just a bad boss?
Well, one thing I didn't let a boss. The first bad boss I had caused me to leave the company, and I was ready to go. But after that, whenever I've had those, I'm the kind of person that won't let people get away with stuff. You know what I mean? I just kind of stay engaged with them. I almost take them on as a project. And really, you know, I mean, I don't let people run over me, and I just stayed engaged, and finally, you know, they would finally leave me alone.
Well, you know, that's
I just wear them down, you know, but everybody's not like that.
Well, no, they're not. But it is a good idea to have the conversations, and you're calm, and you go in and say.
I mean, I just say give it your best shot. You know, I mean, I'm stronger than you are.
Well, you know, one of the tips that came out as we talked to a lot of people was, and it sounds like you employed this as well, but whatever you do, don't lose your temper.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If you get in a yelling match with your boss, you're going to lose.
Oh, you'll lose, absolutely,
boss.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the idea is keep calm, you know, no matter what happens. And, you know, it's not unusual, right, in the workplace where a boss will lose it and start screaming at people. I mean, I've had people yell at me and for reasons that you're just completely perplexed. Like, why would you yell at me about that,
mm-hmm.
right? But if you start yelling back, now the relationship is really, really damaged.
Right.
And so this idea of keep your calm. Here's another one that I thought was interesting is don't talk about it at work. You know, don't make it part of the rumor mill or start to disseminate your unhappiness with your coworkers and other people because there are no secrets at work, right? It'll always get back and even if the boss is a bad boss, you come across as the complainer, and then nobody wants you on their
right.
team. Have you seen that
right.
dynamic?
Yeah, no,
yeah.
I have. And here's the thing, and this is why management, business owners, can't afford a boss like that because I think people may not realize how much productivity is lost when people have that kind of thing on their mind. Because when they're not telling other people about a bad boss, they're thinking about what they're going to tell other people about the bad boss.
Yeah. You know, Gallup, actually, some surveys we looked at, when you talk about, you know, disengagement because of bad bosses, in the United States alone, literally runs into the billions of dollars of lost productivity.
Oh, yeah. I believe it.
Yeah.
I've seen it happen. I mean, the only thing worse than a bad employee is a bad boss. And, folks, you know, this is where management by walking around. I mean, if you're the owner and you're a bad boss, I can't help you. You know, your people will leave you and you'll finally fail. But if you're a good owner and you got bad bosses working for you, then that's also a death wish. You got to get rid of those folks. 20 after, we're going to be right back in more wisdom from Chester Elton after these messages. All In is their book. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.